This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, January 16th. I'm Patricia Naft. Rock climbing is a popular sport in Colorado, and its winter cousin ice climbing is gaining popularity on the Western Slope and around the world. KVNF's Laura Pomisano went to an ice climbing festival in Ouray to learn more about this growing sport.
It's a chilly morning at the Ouray Ice Park. Hundreds of people are gathered here for the 20th annual Ouray Ice Festival. The event celebrates the sport of ice climbing, and the park is a mecca for it. Mike McLeod is the president of the park's board of directors.
Well, it's an ice climbing venue, but it's a little bit unique. Most ice climbing around the world is frozen waterfalls in the backcountry. In Ouray, we have this deep, shady gorge that stays cold all the time, and we actually spray water over the side and we literally farm ice. So we make a big ice climbing, almost like a climbing gym.
McLeod says most of the ice in the park is man-made, and people from all across the globe come here to climb it.
The big thing we have in Ouray, what makes it really popular all over the world, is access to ice and easy access to ice. Ice climbing is a sport that traditionally, of course, is in the backcountry. Access is a great challenge with the sport. But in Ouray, we have 200 ice climbs right there within 10 minutes of town. You can literally walk to a climb.
Mark Miller is an ice climbing instructor. He describes the frozen water he loves to scale as an aesthetic medium.
You see these big blue sheets of all these interesting shapes, and they change by the day, week, or even sometimes by the hour as the temperature changes. We come out here, and the climb changes as the ice melts, freezes, regrows, breaks. So it's a new problem. It's always fresh.
Miller has been teaching the sport for the past 20 years.
Ice climbing itself isn't going to change much. I mean, the tools have changed, but the technique's the same. What makes it interesting is every person you teach is different.
Ice climbing requires some specialized equipment.
You're going to have a stiff boot, a little stiffer than you're probably used to walking in, but not as rigid and hard as a ski boot. A crampon that goes on that'll have basically 10 bottom points sticking down and two or one front point sticking forward that'll going to support you. And then a set of ice tools or an ice axe.
And in addition to those items, you also need a helmet, a harness, a safety rope, and of course, warm clothes. Miller has this advice for novices.
Feet matters most. If your weight is on your feet, your legs are doing all the hard work, and you don't need upper body strength. You need balance, basically a little more than the ability to walk upstairs, physically.
Yeah, I would follow that ramp.
Just off the beginner's climb at the Ice Festival is Jessica Knowles, who came over from Vail.
It was great. It's a pretty good like warm-up. I haven't been climbing ice climbing this season yet, and I still don't have my own gear, so this is a perfect opportunity to like try stuff out.
At the festival, people can try ice climbing for free. Knowles has done it a few times, but she's also a rock climber and says some of those skills transfer.
It's just a different, kind of a different feeling than when you're rock climbing. Like rock climbing, you have to look for the holds and find them. Kind of in ice climbing, you can kind of make them where you want them to be. It's definitely a different technique. They cross over a little bit.
The Ouray Ice Park is open from mid-December to late March. McLeod says every year it draws thousands to the small community of Ouray.
We estimate 13 or 14,000 visitor days during our season, so it has a pretty significant impact on tourism in Ouray. It's probably the most important part of the winter economy there.
He says the Ice Festival provides 70% of the funding needed to keep the park free. It's been open for 20 years, and McLeod has been climbing here for 10. He says he's seen ice climbing evolve from a fringe sport to a more mainstream activity.
And probably one of the big things that's changed is just it's so much more accessible to more people. And we see every year more and more people trying ice climbing, getting into ice climbing.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A second test has confirmed that the patient admitted to Denver Health Medical Center this week does not have Ebola. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, their symptoms resolved themselves. The patient has been released. It's the start of a new political year for Colorado, and that also means taking a look at what lies ahead. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The newly re-sworn-in Governor John Hickenlooper gave his State of the State address this morning. He covered a wide range of issues facing the state, like energy. He also addressed the hurdles facing legal...
I look forward to the recommendations of this task force and pledge to work with you and other stakeholders in developing our energy resources, protecting private property rights, as well as our natural environment, public health, and the people's quiet enjoyment to their homes and neighborhoods.
He also addressed the hurdles facing legalized marijuana.
One of the ongoing public safety concerns is that the marijuana industry operates almost strictly in cash without traditional forms of banking. Cash-only businesses invite corruption. Just look at the history of prohibition. We will continue to push the federal government to allow banking for this industry.
Governor Hickenlooper also commented on the newly proposed bill that would make a third DUI a felony.
While we must continue to focus our efforts on anti-drunk driving measures like intervention, rehabilitation, and active enforcement, adequate punishment is also needed. Colorado is one of only four states that does not have a felony DUI law. We will work with you on a felony DUI law that brings justice to drivers who repeatedly drink and drive.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Tune into Local Motion next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for the complete address. One of the first oil and gas bills of this year's legislative session was introduced Wednesday. As Benta Berkland reports, it aims to compensate mineral rights owners who aren't able to develop oil and gas because of local regulations.
Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling is the main sponsor. If local communities want to ban oil and gas development, he says they should pay mineral owners who are losing the value of that property.
And I view it simply no different than if I bought a piece of property that I wanted to build a house on and I'm saving money to build a house. If that government came in and said, no longer are we allowing houses to be built on that property, all of a sudden that value to that property goes down.
Sonnenberg says he has bipartisan support for the bill. One Democrat, however, said he was skeptical and would only back the measure if lawmakers also agreed to compensate homeowners who've had their properties lose value due to energy development. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The town of Erie, Colorado, is currently considering a one-year moratorium on drilling. And finally, the Riverside Education Center just got a helping hand. They work with disenfranchised students to give them after-school tutoring. The center just received a $30,000 grant from the Daniels Fund. Mary Gonzalez is an executive director for the organization. She says the tutoring can help a lot of students whose parents may not speak English or single parents that may not have time to help with homework.
And we've just got some other factors where the kids just need more support. I mean, one that I think most parents can relate to, regardless of who you are, is helping your kiddo with math. You know, it's been 30 years for me since I really whipped out a bunch of algebra problems. And so we're able to provide these kids with some excellent tutors so that they're able to get their homework done.
The nonprofit has been running for 9 years. Up next, Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.